Well, good morning and welcome to everybody to Saturday AM Live / Team Rogers Mentoring, the last official Saturday morning call before, oh my goodness, before we kick off another exciting year, the cycle, I don't know what we call it, it's not a fiscal year or anything like that, but it's definitely the qualification year for Team Kaizen, and we're kind of building everything around this year that commences October 1st. There's a lot of stuff going on, and if you, those of you who've been already up a bit and you saw your, checked your emails, you saw that the marketing department from Nikken, which is an outsourced agency, has already been very busy at work. I mean, there's lots of news going on. It looks as if that Tom Brady may actually serve his 4-game suspension for Deflategate. Hillary Clinton has surrendered a bunch of new emails that the Obama administration has discovered that were not surrendered. But really, that's not so much news for us. I mean, it's news, but what's really exciting for us is that Nikken is continuing to step up to step up to the plate and give us the opportunity to swing, and not utilizing baseball analogies as we commence into the playoffs or celebrate the passing of Yogi Berra at 90 years old, but looking at it from the perspective of, you know, when you step up to the plate, do you have everything that we need to really swing and swing accurately to get a base hit, or even to get a home run, or even better, to get a grand slam? And the answer is absolutely emphatically yes. And on October 1st, Ben Woodward has committed to making some announcements of things that they've been in the process of modifying and tweaking. Those of us who have been enjoying the quality enrollment concept for the last 9 full months now, we at the conclusion of September, we will receive our third perk or freebie, as I like to call them, that free shipping on any one order, and then that'll be repeated again after the 12-month mark. That concept of quality enrollment is going to be simplified. I don't know how much, Mom and I were discussing this the other day, I don't know how much more it needs to be simplified. It seems pretty simple to me in that we get on autoship of 100 points or more, and then we also shoot to attain 500 points ourselves attached to our own ID number. This can be our own orders, this can be customer sales that are attached to our ID number, but the goal really is that we target 500 points. And the beautiful thing about this, as a brand new consultant that's not at any of the commission ranks at all, we can literally get our auto ship for free every single month, because the 25% markup on retail ensures that we're going to receive a $100 or so kickback based on that 400 points of sales. So it's a lot of fun, and simplifying it even more than that, I've kind of racked my brain around it this week trying to figure out how could we simplify this. I really don't know. But there's always going to be ways that we can improve upon what we have. And then later this month, we will also see new products, and like what you saw in the ad from the marketing department on the fall sale, which if you've gone to your computer already this morning, this just came in a few minutes ago, less than an hour ago, I believe. Let me bring it up here in front of me. This was sent out actually just exactly an hour ago, 6:02 this morning. The 10-day fall sale, 25% off the Kenzen Daily Essentials for Women or Men, the pack. And this is the Jades, the Omega, and the Men's or the Women's formula, the daily supply, 25% off. So this is even less than if we put it on auto ship. And yet, I think one of the things when I looked at this, just having only a few minutes to kind of process it, this is the backbone, the daily essentials of our nutritional product line. And I can tell you from the perspective of our whole family being on this Well, our kids don't take the men or the women, but utilizing the jades and the omega, this is the backbone of what we can put into our body. Besides, the only other thing that our family uses a lot of is the immunity. When you have 4 or 5 or 80% of your family that is involved in the school system, they're literally walking into a petri dish of sickness. And we've already had both Stacy, my wife, and Emily, our middle daughter, go through a little bug. But the duration time of these sicknesses are quickly, I mean, we're talking immediately, not intensified, but shortened gravely, because what we do as a regular, on a regular basis with the jades, with the omegas, with the immunities, we just increase the dosages of the jades, of the immunity, and adding in the lactoferrin as well, so that the duration time of any sickness is quickly spun around. I mean, there was not even one night that when Stacy said, yeah, I can feel it, I definitely got it. She works with special needs kids. And one of the boys said to her, who's autistic, he said, sorry, I give you my sick. And of course she laughed. That was the first day. And keeping up with the intense schedule that we do with all the activities, she still, there was not even one night where I remember hearing her sniffling all night long. But again, and she said, you know, about 3 or 4 in the afternoon is when the pain and the aches would hit her body. But again, it's just increasing the dosages of what we were already doing. And this Kenzen Essential Pack is fantastic. It literally, it really is a foundation. And if you're wanting to introduce people to Nanika Nutritional, this is a great way to go. It's a great price to take advantage of it as we kick off fall. Officially, I don't know when, doesn't fall officially begin in October? Maybe it's in November. I don't know when we turn our clocks back. But the bottom line is, here's a great way to say to people, hey, for a small or a meager investment, may we never know what we're going to prevent. And it's absolutely foundational, so it's one thing to really take advantage of. I want to open up the lines. I want to discuss, as we head into this transition point and also finishing up this cycle, this month of September strong, several comments were made on the kickoff call, and I think the one that really stands out to me, that I was kind of rehearsing this week and thinking about, especially with volleyball and all the different things we can watch sports. We're going into our third week of the NFL. College football is in full swing, and if you don't watch any athletics, then I completely understand. But the premise that Reed Nelson shared, the story of one of his granddaughters who is a sprinter. She competes in track and field, and last spring she won 22 out of 23 of the races that she competed in. So she's pretty dominant in her sport, both in the 50 and the 100 meter dash. And when thrown into the relay, one of the downsides for her team was that the fourth member of their relay team was also their shot putter. And shot putters are not swift on their feet. If you've ever seen a shot putter, they're pretty big and bulky. And Reed's granddaughter was the anchor person for their relay. And, you know, one of the things that she was visibly frustrated, but Reed told her, he looked at her as she was sharing this frustration of not being able to have a relay team that was really with 4 members that, you know, they had 3 that could run fast, but one being a shot putter, not so much. But Reed told her, he said, look, you focus on your leg. You focus on the contribution, the 25% that you need to contribute, and you win your leg of the race. And he said, you know, it changed her perspective, because when she, being the anchor, was handed that baton, she was a long ways behind the competition, all the other teams they were racing against. And yet, when she had that as her focus to finish her leg, to to run her race. And, you know, it's a biblical charge that, you know, the Apostle Paul said, hey, you focus on running your section. You run the race, you fight the good fight. We focus on what we can do. And I had to think about that a lot this week and think, what is it that we can do to run the race that we're called? That's why quality enrollment is such a simple base foundation of what we get to do. Because, hey, if I can get, you know, if our autoship for our family is at least 100 points, which it is, and if I can, you know, gather in a few customers and then generate repeat customer orders every month, either on autoship or these going back to these customers and saying, hey, you ought to check out this or you ought to check out this, it's happening. That's my focus. That's the leg of the race that I need to be concerned about. And if I can do that and set that example, how does that affect and impact others? And on our mentoring leadership call this week for Team Rogers, you know, that was the big focus of what is it that we're doing? And how are we increasing what we can do? Let's not focus on what, you know, somebody in our team or, you know, one of our customers has said they're going to do. Let's focus on what we can do. Because that's really what Kaizen is all about. What can I do today to improve myself so that I can be a better contribution to those around me? And that's really the core and the bottom line. And so I wanna hear from several of you that are on the line. What is it that you're doing? What is it that you've done this year? I know Lee is on the line. I know Bobby's on the line. What are some of these things that you've done? Because looking back at the first 9 months of 2015, or looking back at the first 9 months of what we call the new NECAN or NECAN 2.0, some of these tweaks, some of these adjustments, some of the mindset changes have really paid off handsomely in that we have upped the ante. And last thing that comes to mind, last point I want to make is, you know, if we say, you know, I'm gonna increase talking to other people, well, put a number to that. What does that mean? Because if we just say, well, I'm gonna talk to more people, that's kind of arbitrary. I mean, when you look at it from the perspective of that just kind of blanket statement, you know, it's like saying, well, I'm going to go shopping today. Well, where? When you get in your car, where are you going to go shopping? Because if you go, you could say, well, I'm going to the 7-Eleven or the Plaid Pantry or the little convenience store, and I'm going to go shopping. It's really not what most people consider going shopping. Now, if you say, well, I'm going to go to the mall or the outlet mall or I'm going to the grocery store, that's a totally different thing. You kind of have an idea, or they're having a sale at this particular department store. That's a different story. Or, you know, I'm going to go down to Kohl's because they're offering the Kohl's reward dollars, and that's where I'm going to go shopping. That's more laser focused. So when we say I'm going to talk to more people, well, I'm going to talk to 5 people per week. Well, that's one a day, Monday through Friday, if you look at it. Well, if you're already doing that, how can we bring a little more increase to that? You know, I'm going to get involved in a networking group. I'm going to join our local Chamber of Commerce or our local Rotary or Kiwanis. I want to get involved so I can pursue not only the healthy society pillar, but also the healthy financial pillar, because I'm going to be around more people. And having a weekly point of contact changes everything dramatically. So let's hear from some of you. And I know Lee Maurice, who's on the line, I know you have done some great things in this area, with your husband Dennis retiring, and the focal point, and this some major tweaks and changes. So, *6 on your phone line. Let's hear from some of you. What are you guys doing? What are you gals doing to bring about the increase and change it, and to win your leg of the relay? What are we doing?
Good morning, Vance. This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
And we, you and I should get an extra, you know, award, because we're, you know, unlike people like Bobby, who's been awake for 2-3 hours, this is early morning for people on the West Coast.
I don't know. It's not early morning in a baker's life, and that was my husband. That was his job. So we're still, even though he retired this, you know, last, it's been about a week.
Congratulations. Yeah, so please, still, just please convey that to him for me.
Thank you. Thank you. I will. We're still, our bodies are still waking up early.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Trust me.
No, I know. I know. Problem with me is I stay up too late, though. Anyway, I think for me, and I can't give you the specifics like what you're asking, but I can say it's a different mindset. It's a different way of thinking in this last year, of making the determination that I can't just keep saying I want something without having some kind of a change. Attitude and a change physicalness. We have to do something physical, and it changes week to week. But basically, having an attitude of I will make this work. I will change the way I'm thinking. I will not just hope for it to be better. I will actually do something every day to change what I've done in the past. And I'd like to say, for the whole 9 months, I've done something different every single day. But for the most part, when I look back on how we are preparing for this conference versus last year's convention, I feel like last year I was in kind of a dream state of, I'm going to make this work, to this year of finding concrete ways of doing things differently instead of just thinking about it. So it's been a variety of things over the last several months.
Well, and I know for you and Dennis, you'll be in San Antonio here in just a few weeks' time, along with several hundred others. And by the way, as a quick commercial on that, it's never too late to make that decision. There are still tickets available. Rick Murphy shared this week that they're adding more tables. He's almost been meeting, regularly with the fire marshal to push the envelope of how many more we can shove in the room. But this is going to be a groundbreaking, absolutely phenomenal event in the arena of NECN events because of what NECN is going to unveil. And if you look at this ad that was just emailed out this morning, this fall special. This is what we're going to have more of. When you click on that email, it takes you right into the login page. So literally, if you forward that email to a list of your customers or your friends and say, hey, they've got this fall special, if they're already registered as a customer and they have their ID handy, or you can put that in the email, their ID and their password, it'll take them right on in. And once they log in, it takes them right into the details of that fall special to get that 25% off. There's going to be more of this so that everything is linked together. And I'm really, really jazzed about this because it makes it more of a legit business for us, because when we tell people, hey, you got to check this out. And by the way, if you want to read more about what the benefits of, a barley product like our Jade Greenzymes and the Omegas and the multiple of what they can do for the body, check out the quick reference sheets or the QRF or QRS of each product next to the item. And that's what one of the things that we're going to see a lot of come in San Antonio. And I know for you, Lee, for you and Dennis, both of you making that decision, because you guys didn't make it to Orlando, but making the decision that, hey, we're going to San Antonio. How much more do you think that's going to better equip you to be able to come back and relay the content and the message of that event to your people?
Well, personally, last year, each of the years that we've gone to we've tried for a few years now to make sure that we make it to something big with NECN. And you come away with such an excitement. It's so invigorating that I know that this last year we've made a strong effort to get more people to attend it, because it changes your perspective and gives you an excitement that you don't get when you miss like when we missed the one in Florida. That was very hard, but, you know, it was a last minute decision to not, that we had to stay home. But it was a definite, you know, missing of something just we knew was wonderful. And so we've been working very hard to get people to understand what it has and what it means to go to one of those events and have the opportunity to be around so many people. It's a contagious. I mean, you were talking about Stacy catching things from the kids, but you catch a lot from everybody being at these events. They're so amazing. You walk away, and not only have you made a lot, you know, many more friendships, but you see the magnitude of going to something like this and what it and how it can play out on a team, how it can play out just on your attitude and your and what you see is you can be capable of. And I think that had a lot to do with us this last year. But it also, oh, and before I forget, I had some of my tickets sold, and a lady had to back out, and so I have 5 tickets available if anybody is interested.
Okay, and so there you have it. So those of us who are looking for more tickets, Lee's got them. And Lee, why don't you just give your best phone number out right now? So grab a pen and pencil if you don't have one, and a piece of paper. And if you're considering this, or if you know people in and around, you know, near San Antonio, most of Texas, well, I mean, Texas is a big state, but New Mexico is not too far of a drive. Even Colorado to drop down. But this is something you can plug people into. I know that Rita Hand has got one of her customers, one of the couples that they're driving down from Houston. They're customers. They're not even consultants. They're customers, but they're making that that commitment. So, Lee, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Okay, my cell number is 925-963-7432.
Give that again.
Yes, 925-963-7432.
So she's got Lee's got a few tickets available. If you've got people that you want to utilize those, and they're right around $100 a piece. And
they're actually I called them. I'll sell them for what I paid for them, and they were $79.
There you go. So $80 a piece, and that's for the entire event. It starts Thursday evening. It's all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then concludes Sunday morning with a 2-hour. Wrap up of the whole entire event. So, you know, and Lee, you said something that it caused me to remember something that Rick Murphy shared this week, in that, you know, the infamous wise philosopher Yoda of the Star Wars series, who said, you know, there is no such thing as try, only do.
Right.
And when we commit, and I look back at this last 9 months at what we've accomplished, just in our own personal group, I see how many customers we've added. I see how many consultants we've added. Now, not all of them have panned out. Some have said, you know, yeah, I want to do that. Even one who was really excited about getting a free necklace, and he called me at the very last minute on last Sunday night, about 9:30, and said, yeah, no, we're not going to order anything. Even though he had phenomenal results with the products a couple days prior, and said, we need to get this, you know, all these different things. He made out a wish list. And then, and then people changed their mind. But the bottom line is, that hasn't deterred us from continuing to regroup. And when we focus and we realize that there is only do, we'll be at events like San Antonio. I look at just a little over a month, basically 6-7 weeks from now, we've got a major event up in the Seattle-Tacoma area that Ben Woodward and Reed Nelson and Dr. Gary Linder and Mac and Pat are going to be at. This is going to be a phenomenal event. And I'm thinking, hey, who do I need to fill our van to take a van load of people up? you know, who do I need to target? And so literally calling people and saying, hey, I've got several tickets for this event. Can I count on you? What's the date? I mean, just one by one, and that's how we do it. One by one, we make a decision, hey, who do I want to be at that event? Or who do I want to expose to this that I can get one by one? It's great when you can attract the masses, but it takes the determination of contacting people. And it's not about, I'm saying, you know, I'm going to call more people. That you know, we got to put a number on it. That's why the quality enrollment is so much fun, because if we can put a number of two or three customers that we're attracting or going back and getting residual orders of customers, it really does make it fun. And I know, Lee, you've seen an increase in it. How are you doing, by the way? Let me put you on the spot here. How are you doing for your qualification base this month?
Well, I've met my 2,000.
Yay!
Month a little. And,
so that's the third month in a row, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Feels good. And then I'm still working on the organizational volume.
Okay.
But yeah, it's coming right along.
And one of the neat things, just as an example of what Lee's done, is that as a silver and above, when you hit that base requirement of qualification of the 2,000 mark in your personal group volume, that's when your commission goes from 15% up to 20%. And that extra 5%, some think, well, it's only 5%. Yeah, but, you know, on $2,000, that's a difference of $300 commission up to $400 commission is how it stacks up. And that's a lot of fun when that volume is derived from your own investment, your own autoship, and your customer base. So the brass tacks of that on your customers who were deriving, you know, 25% retail plus the 20% as a silver and above, that's a 45% return on our investment. And that, you know, when you put the sharpened pencil to it, that's a $130 return on any waterfall that we encourage somebody to make an investment in. And that, you know, just looking at that one purchase alone, and I've tried to relay this to myself that, hey, you know, when Nikan introduced the waterfall, I had a goal of introducing one a month at retail to people that I knew. And we did it, one waterfall a month. Well, what would it have been like if we would have immediately got them on autoship, so that every 3 months they're getting a new filter into their home? What you know, the residual that would have come of that. And that's what I'm going back and working on, and I've been pretty successful with two of them so far, but I've got them on an automatic every 3 months. They're getting a new filter, so I know that their units are pristine and they're maintained, so that they're getting the biggest bang for their buck. But again, it was $132 that we put an extra into our pocket. What would an extra $132 do for any of us? Well, some would think that's not such a big deal, but it is. Because every little bit adds up. And I know, Lee, for you, the beautiful thing about hitting that 2,000 every month is not only are you qualified, but it's been a nice little increase of your commission. And as you build that, and I know that Julie Clark is our prime example of what she's been able to do as far as increasing the customer base. And she will be actually going silver in October based on the monthly volume that continue month after month from her customer base and being very strategic. And just one of the things that I know Lee and I have been kind of on the front row watching how Julie does this, she's got a lot of her customers that don't want on a monthly auto ship, but they get on a bi-monthly program so that every other month they're getting a two-month supply, so it saves on their shipping. So what Julie has done strategically is build on that, so she's got, you know, a good portion of her customer base doing their bi-monthly every other month. She's doing them every other month, so it's a real consistency in volume, And she's got a lot of these customers that their auto ships cycle through at the beginning of the month. So it's really funny to watch her volume. You know, literally on the first day of the month, it shoots right on up there, $1,200, $1,500, right out of the gate, because she's established so many customers on auto ships. And again, I think if we adopt the philosophy of may we never know what we're preventing when it comes to good quality water and sleep and air and the nutrients that we're putting in our bodies, it's absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. Lee, I want to ask you this question as well. As you look forward to San Antonio, what is, I know there's so many things that we're looking forward to. I literally have to, when I think about an event like this, I kind of have to quickly put it out of my mind, because I can get so wrapped up and focused on that event, looking back to, you know, 5 months ago of what was unveiled in Orlando of what's going to be coming that Nikon's been working on. And I've seen part of this and what they did in Europe with the research and the development and having all the stuff available, so that when we register a customer, we can immediately say, hey, click here, and you can see what we're talking about, why good, healthy, clean water is so imperative. And the research and the information will be right there at their fingertips on the computer. So I have to look at, you know, San Antonio and say, okay, I don't want to raise my expectations so high, because that'll become my focus. But there's so many other elements, as you alluded to and you pointed out, that being around people like this, it's extremely encouraging. And I get the privilege of, before I even get to San Antonio, I'm stopping in Dallas for one evening, and I get to hang out with both my nephews who are in Bible school there in Dallas. And to me, that's going to be kind of like literally the teaser of the beginning of this trip. And then I finish the trip off with staying with them, you know, my last night while I'm in there as well. But Lee, what is one of the things that you're expecting to take place for you and Dennis in San Antonio?
I'm very excited about who's going to be speaking and what we're going to be discussing. I'm also excited about the new contacts we'll make. And I'll be honest with you, and I'm sure everybody on the call knows this. Excuse me. We're very excited to just be around the people. And I'm thrilled because I'm looking forward to what's coming out, the new product. But there is an attitude that we pick up from being around other people in Nikon. And even when life gets hard, you know, Dennis and I will say to each other, we need to go hang out with some more Nikon people. It just improves the way you look at life in general. And that is a huge shot in the arm. I mean, even if people weren't even going to make it a business, they need to come and hang out down there just because the people are so wonderful. The activities, the energy level, the attitude about life, the information you get from the professionals in fields about, you know, why our products are so wonderful. I can't specifically state one thing other than just the general overall feeling of being around everyone. And then it continues. After you walk away from the day's sessions, there's so many people to hang out with, so to speak, that it continues into the evening. You just don't want it to stop. You're like a little kid at Christmas. You just don't want any of it to end, because it's exhilarating. It's just fabulous. I can't know how to explain it, but we've been to a lot of things in business over the years, not necessarily in Nikon, but in, you know, our traditional jobs, and nothing compares to this. Nothing. So that's,
you know, and I
encourage everyone to go to it.
Yeah, and you bring to mind this week while I was doing my what I call mowing university. Zig Ziglar described it as audio university. When you're driving, you're constantly putting into your mind and you're listening to either books on CD or podcasts and that kind of stuff. But when you live on 5 acres and it takes about 3.5-4 hours to mow the different areas where it's in grass, and it starts raining in the fall after not having rain all summer, things start growing again. And as I was out, I grabbed one of my most favorite author, Andy Andrews, who has written several New York Times bestsellers, and my favorite one being The Traveler's Gift. And he was breaking down and talking about in great detail the concept of each one of these aspects. And the second one being getting wisdom, gathering wisdom. And the point that he made was, if we ask a elementary school child or someone in grade school or in middle school or even high school, and they, and they say, yeah, I'm reading, 2 books a year. That's my goal. I'm going to read 2 books this year. We would look at them and say, whoa, what are you thinking? But if we look at American adults, who say, yeah, I read 2 books last year. That's basically normal. And how many of us, when we go to an event like this, we get around, like you're saying, Lee, people, and it is very infectious. And I think back to one of our customers that I took to his the first Nikon event up in Tacoma, and as we were driving back, the 2.5-3 hour drive back, I said, so what'd you think? We're about 30 minutes down the road. I said, what'd you think? And he said, I just wish all the people I know, my friends and my family, could be at an event like that and be around those people. And I said, what do you mean, those people? And he said, they're just so positive.
That's it. Right there.
And is it because we're just, as I get accused of, eternal optimists? I mean, I got a text yesterday. I went over to my parents' barn, and I was cutting some lumber to rebuild a trailer, and I could have done it here at home, but, drug my table saw out of the barn and got it, plugged in and everything. I thought, I'm just going over to my parents' barn. And while I'm over there, I get a text from my brother, and he says, hey, can you bring the big chainsaw from my house and a big steel wrecking bar? And, gives me directions of where he's at. And I had no idea what I was getting into. And I start walking through this property over at my parents' neighbors, and my brother and his best friend from high school, they're trying to get this bull who fell off of a cliff and was standing at the top of a 75-foot waterfall and about to go over the waterfall, and they're trying to lead this cow, this bull, back up to get him back in the field where he should be, up this creek bed, and they'd hack this path trying to get the cow, and the cow didn't end up going on the path at all. But I thought, here's an opportunity that we can look at this, this miserable thing of this cow as being an animal, the cows are dumb. But I thought, I made a memory here. What a fun memory with my brother, and my dad ended up coming over and helping as well, because they basically horse trade all these cows and borrow each other to keep the fields down and all this different stuff. But I hurt my hand in the process, so I get to create another testimony with the CM cream and the duct tape. And I don't know how I hurt it in the process of doing this, but I thought, here's an opportunity that this could be really miserable. But it was an hour and a half or so of my time that distracted me from doing what I wanted to do. But really, wasn't that big of a deal, because my mindset is different in that, hey, we have opportunities all the time. That do we look at the glass half full or half empty, or is the glass always 100% full? And it's always 100% full. And at the very, very end, the bull ended up walking right where we wanted them to walk, into the field where we needed them. And, our job was done. And I'm not using that analogy as, we're going into, our Nikon future here, that we're going to be around a bunch of dumb bulls, because that's not it at all. But there's something to be said when we look back at, you know, introducing someone to NECAN and we say, hey, yeah, I'll get you that information. Well, being able to register them as a customer, and as Steve Kropa pointed out this week, you know, when he got a lead from NECAN, a customer, and he said, well, I, you know, they have an email, so I presume they know how to use a computer, which most people in the 21st century do know how to use a computer. We're very internet savvy. Being able to go onto a website, a customer website, that all the information is there. About 50% of the leads we get from NECAN are water-related because they either ordered a waterfall or an aquaphor years ago when they were a customer or consultant, or we're finding ones that people are finding them at a second-hand store, Goodwill, you know, Salvation Army, and they're buying the unit, they're replacing, they're cleaning them up, replacing the filter, and they're getting a really good water unit for next to nothing, and they're becoming part of our customer base. Well, how much fun will it be for us to be able to pop them a note and say, hey, by the way, when you go into the NECAN website, if you click on the water, you know, and I don't know how they're going to put all these in them, but if you click on the water mini site, you'll see exactly what this is all about. And being able to have access to videos and, you know, because there's so much stuff out there. What a great way to help educate others so they know the value of what they're taking advantage of and utilizing information that's already there on the website. And that's going to be at our fingertips. So there's a great sense of anticipation, and but I love the way that, Lee, that you state this, that, you know, being around people of this, it literally is like being a kid at Christmas of anticipating the excitement. I mean, I watch our five-year-old do this all the time, and she counts down the days of when somebody's coming over or when we're going to go do something, because this kid, she lives for people, and she lives to do things. And she helped me paint this lumber that I was, you know, rebuilding this trailer yesterday. She said, Daddy, can I help? Can I help? I said, absolutely, but I don't want the gray paint on you or on your clothes. And, you know, when you get gray paint all over the skin of an Ethiopian, it definitely shows up. And it wasn't too bad, but when I told her she could dip the paintbrush in the 5-gallon bucket of paint, it the whole brush went in and part of her hand, you know? And I'm going, no, hey, honey, let's not go that far. We don't need that much paint on the brush. But that's the excitement that we should have for what's coming out, what's new, you know. And let me let a little secret out in that it doesn't stop in October. In November, we're going to see new products or reintroduced products. So just think wintertime, think cool, think thermal, think what. So be expecting that in November. And that's one of the exciting things. You know, there was one other point, and I so wish the entire field could be on the weekly leadership call that either Jeff Isom or Ben Woodward hosts every week for the Golds and Above. But unfortunately, you can't. But this coming Thursday on the kickoff call, Thursday evening, you have the opportunity to hear directly from Ben Woodward as he presents these things. But something Rick Murphy said that was really educational and uplifting to me, because as we've seen what took place a few weeks ago with Vima being literally shut down and suspended their business activities, here's a company that was no small potato in the network marketing industry. $200 million in sales, that's quite a bit, 2 years in a row, and they were closed. They were literally shut down, and Rick pointed out that these binary companies, and Vima used a binary compensation plan, and there's a lot of them out there because it's the fastest way for a company and the founders of the company to really line their pockets and make a big splash very, very quickly without any intent for the long haul. And yes, there will be a small group of people that make a lot of money really, really quickly, of that $200 million in annual sales, some of their people, a very small select group of people will make a substantial amount of money. And then the problem was and is that when you're violating just basic business principles, you will get shut down. And or you will just phase out. And binary companies, binary compensation plans, they're not built for the long haul. They basically self-destruct. They implode because you only have a few people generating income. And that's why, again, the whole concept of quality enrollment right from the get-go. And we've got people that have joined. They're not even seniors. They're direct wellness consultants. And they really enjoy the fact that as long as they get a couple customers on AutoShip, which some of them have, that they get a portion or all of their AutoShip paid for. They love that because they're doing the quality enrollment. But, you know, when Rick said that this week, I thought, you know, it's so true because Nikan, we've already logged in 40 successful years. That's huge. It's like, you know, two Wednesdays ago when Stacy and I celebrated 20 years of marriage, part of me feels guilty because we have we have had a lot of friends that have not made it 5, 10, 15 years in marriage, and I almost feel guilty celebrating the fact that we've done 20, not to rub it in other people's faces, but I kind of feel guilty because I don't look at it as that big of a challenge and that big of a deal to something that we pulled off. But in this day and age, it's huge. So to be able to say, yeah, it's 2015. Our company was started in 1975. That's huge. And we will be around for another 40. That the products and the services that Nikan makes available, we will stand behind them as a company. And when you find people that are saying, hey, yeah, I remember this company. Yeah, okay. Wow, you guys have nutritional products now? I remember when it was just magnets. Yeah, let's look at all of wellness. And that's the fun part about being able to connect people as a customer and saying, hey, you know, check it out. So if you like what you've seen so far, I want to encourage you and say brace yourself because the best is yet to come. And it will continue to improve on what we already have and what we're being introduced to. And the best thing that we can do as consultants who want to share this with other people is drop little hints to people. Thursday we were driving 2.5 hours to watch a volleyball game. And as we were just, 10 minutes into the journey, and both Stacy and I were sitting in the back seat of our friend's car. There was four of us that went over together. And we started talking about the duct tape. And both these gals, these other two moms, they're very sports enthusiasts. They're into wellness. And they literally lit up when we started talking about the duct because they were familiar with kinetic tape. And they said, you guys have that? And I said, well, yeah, and it's a little different than kinetic tape you can pick up at the sports stores or at Walmart or wherever, because ours has two technologies built into it, and it's cotton, it's not latex, and so it stretches and it breathes and it's, you know, wonderful and all this stuff. And they said, oh my, we got to get that for the whole volleyball team. And as the conversation shifted, I just let it go, because I know that when I injure my hand dealing with a dumb ball and I wearing the tape on my hand, I know it's an advertisement, because people are familiar with kinetic tape these days. And to be able to have something, for us, it's like a natural shoe-in of, hey, yeah, we have this, and isn't it great? Because ours is so much better. And that's the realm we're going into, in that Nikan's going to build upon what's out there and say, hey, yeah, we have this too. But ours, for the same price, has this. Yeah, you know, and when you look at everything that we have, what makes it exclusive is that Nikan takes what we have. And that's one of the big things, too, we have to remember, that a few months ago when Nikan made the decision to close a certain number of countries and to refine and focus on what our most popular items are, it was synergistically a twofer. In that instance, that business decision they made as a company was, let's focus on what's really, really attractive to the people that are looking for Nikan. So let's not focus on, you know, things that don't, you know, we could say, well, why doesn't Nikan, you know, come out with shampoo? Well, what would Nikan make it be exclusive to us that would make it so good? I just don't think there's, you know, realm out there. And it's right, because far infrared or negative ion or magnetically charged shampoo, really? No, I don't think we're going to go there. But maybe they will. I know in the European skincare line, they have different products that we don't have here. Maybe we'll get those. I don't know. But I know that it's going to be exclusive in that it has something that makes it very unique. So, hey, we are almost out of time. I want to open up the line for Q&A. If you've got a question that you think would be apropos to the group or a comment at this stage of the game, Lee and I kind of hog the line here, which I'm not going to apologize for, neither is Lee. Star 6 on your phone line.
Hi, Vance.
Good morning, Julie. I thought you might be on the line, and I should not have been talking about you when I could have had you just share what you said.
Well, that was okay, because a couple of my auto ships dropped off, so I didn't get my volume yet for this month. I have 6 orders that people said they're ordering, but it hasn't happened yet, so I still have a few more days to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't happen, then maybe I'll be happy for it to wait for next month. But my favorite thing in the last 2 weeks, so I met this new massage therapist who wanted me to come give her info. So when I got there, she walked out and she looked like death warmed over. She was so tired. She said, I only got 3 hours of sleep last night. And I said, well, you need to try my 10-4-T right now. So I whipped out a packet for her. And, you know, I explained to her what it was. So she had it, and within 15 minutes, she was a new person. So she goes, this stuff is awesome, but I can't talk to you now. She said, I work 7 days a week at 3 different jobs, so come back next week. So I went back Thursday, and she looked better, but her leg was really bothering her. So she explained to me where her leg was bothering her, and I said, oh, well, we have some new duct tape that might help your leg. So we went in the back room, and I put the duct tape on her leg, and within 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, she's like, it's working. It's working. It's working. My leg is better. She was so excited. So she says she was supposed to be signing up Thursday, and she said, I just can't sign up now to wait till next week. So now I have to go back next week. But now there's 2 of our products that she loves. So
yep.
She says, she gave me a list of people. She says, these are people that are going to be interested. And she, one of her 3 jobs, she works in a chiropractic office. So I should be ready to start off next month with a bang.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, and the beauty of that, Julie, is how many people will come in contact, that she'll come in contact with, and the simplicity of duplicating what you did, and, you know, as you said, whipped out a packet of 10-4. The people that we can influence, and I did the same thing on this week at the mechanic shop when I look at this gal drinking. She had 2 cans that were opened of Amp Energy, and I don't know all the different names of these drinks. And I said, Susan, is this drink yours? She said, oh, yeah. Yeah, the boss makes sure he keeps those coming, you know, by the caseload. I said, are you open to a healthier alternative to, you know, the chemicals that are in that can? She said, sure. what do you got? I said, well, when the van gets done, when the vehicle gets done here, I've got some in. Let me go grab a pack and then give me an email address and I'll email you those information. You know, I don't know where it'll go because some people don't understand the value of an organic source of energy versus artificial. I'm very particular about the coffee that I drink. The very, very small amount of coffee that I drink in the morning. We're talking small, you know, 6 to 8 ounces. The ladies, the baristas at Starbucks look at me like I'm crazy when I order a short of the day. It's not even on the menu. But I don't want to spend $3.50 or $4.50 for coffee when I only want a few ounces. I want a American-sized coffee, which is 8 ounces. It's called the short of a day, you know, and I don't want dessert for coffee. I just want some coffee. But they look at me like I'm nuts because I know that if we choose an organic source for what our bodies need or want, it makes all the difference in the world. And that's exactly what Niken has for all these different things. I mean, my father-in-law and his new wife are with us this week. They arrived late Wednesday. And I was sitting around yesterday talking about how much they've enjoyed sleeping on a Niken sleep system since they've been here. And the neck injury that Pat sustained a little over a month ago, and she honestly doesn't know how she did it, but she said, but it really, really hurts, and coming out here on the plane, it was very agonizing. She said, but that first night, I don't know what's in that bed. And so we sat around yesterday morning talking about them ordering a sleep system. And I thought, this is wonderful. And so my brain started going into the most strategic way for them to order it, because I know that, you know, I'm not interested in signing him up again, because he actually is a consultant already, I think for the third or fourth time. But being strategic in how to use that in our organization so they can get the biggest bang for their buck, and also that they can in turn. And I got a bunch of products here in our home that, you know, I've been wanting to give and invest and sow into somebody that can really benefit from them. Extra pillows and that kind of thing. So I'm hooking them up as they leave today to go up to Central Washington to speak at a church tomorrow. I'm like, hey, take these. And you guys can actually take these back on the plane with you because I have too many of them. You know, that's the fun thing about Niken. We really do have an arsenal of weapons that we can become the ambassador of hope for people that are really looking for something. So, hey, folks, we are out of time. I'm sure there's lots of other comments and questions. We got to be faster, and I got to talk less. That's going to be one of my new commitments for, you know, October 1st and beyond. Is I'll talk less on Saturday morning, so you guys can talk more and ask questions, share comments, because there's tons of stories and tons of stuff that's going on. And I would encourage you, please. This is one of the things I want to start doing more of. Is share, have stories ready to go, because as we invite people to this call and other calls, when they hear new and fresh product stories, they're going to get excited. That's what builds our enthusiasm about how many lives we can impact and the variety of stories and the variety of lives that can be impacted with the variety of solutions that we have. So on that note, let's finish strong. We've got still a few days left. Wednesday at midnight is the end of the month, so that's 4 or 5 full days left of this month. Let's make the most of it. Let's really have some fun cranking out the orders and the people we're introducing to. Take advantage of this fall special. 25% off is a really, really good discount on the core nutritional elements that we should be putting in our body, and encourage other people to take advantage of it. It's a great way for them to kind of test the water, to put their big toe in the water and check it out before they make a commitment to AutoShip. Or they can put an AutoShip order in for other things, but 25% discount is a nice little perk. So, on that note, everybody have a great weekend. Do not miss the kickoff call Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. out on the East Coast. Ben Woodward will be hosting that kickoff call. I know there'll be some exciting things that are coming our way. I mean, so exciting that they decided to do a special kickoff call for Platinums and Above on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. And every Platinum and Above should have received the information on that. This is the intel that you'll want to have, and so that we can in turn get it out there to our consultants and our customers. But encourage people just to jump on the line themselves. Anybody can join. There's no special codes or anything like that. Anybody can jump on that line. And the information is on the NECN website, and it should also be emailed to everybody that's got an email address on file. So have a great last September fall weekend, everybody. And if I don't talk to you personally before then, I will look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, same time, same number, and we'll go from there. So thanks again to Lee Maurice and Julie Clark for contributing to this morning's call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Have a good day.